Many meanings have been read into the number 13 of the year 2013. Whilst others see the number 13 as a figure or mere digit, others also associate some spiritual or biblical meaning to it. The 31st watch night observed at various churches by Radio Ghana saw many men of God explaining the number 13. First is the general overseer of Alive Chapel International, the prophet Elisha Salifu Amankwa. For him, the number 13 represents a godly covenant.
I believe number 12 is a prophetic number, and I also believe that number 13 is a prophetic number. You see, number 1 represents the beginning, and number 3 represents the Trinity. So the beginning and the Trinity, it means that in 2014 is the year of agreement. The Bible says, how can the two work together except they agree? 1 and 3, if you put them together, you get 13. So number 1 is the number of beginning, number 3 is the number of the Trinity. So I believe that 2013 is the year of covenant agreement. Yes.
General Overseer of Alive Chapel International, the Prophet Elisha Salifu Amaku. The General Overseer of the Royal House Chapel International, Reverend Sam Crunchy Ankra, also projects that the number 13 represents two things, which is good and evil.
When the Lord came, the number for the Lord is 10. It implicates that sin, which is also called rebellion. And the number for sin and rebellion is 13. So sin plus commandment is equal to death. Let's go into numerology now. 10 plus 13 is equal to 23. So the number for death is 23. Then wherever you see death, according to Deuteronomy, you see life. I give you life and death. Good and evil, blessed and choose. So if death is 23, what is the number for life? The number for life is 3. Why 3? Because 3 is resurrection. The opposite of death, resurrection, reconciliation. So the number for life or resurrection or resurrection is 3. And the time Jesus wants to resurrect, it is only 3 days. God is a grave and he's ready to come out. And the time God wants to resurrect something in your life, no. He says you should give him only 3 days. God is presenting two things, life and death. 23 plus 3. When you divide 26 by 2, you get 213. Catch the revelation.
That was the General Overseer of the Royal House Chapel International, Sam Crunchy Ankra. Meanwhile, the General Overseer of Issaka Missions in Ghana, Pastor Selassie Adey, says the number 13 could mean so many things for different people. He believes that no matter what meaning it has, it could either be positive or negative.
Looking at 2012, for instance, we have biblical instances that represented 2012. You know, and being a student of the Bible, they are both positive sides and negative sides for the number 13. Most of researchers and Bible theologians have said 13 is a number of the apostasy, the number of rebellion, the number of strife. So if people mostly don't acknowledge good things, and other even social theorists and scientists have some myth around the number 13. But also, there are positive sides to the number 13 that God promised Abraham, and from the time God promised him that he was going to give birth, you realize that from the time Abraham gave birth to Ishmael to the time he gave birth to Isaac was exactly 13 years. So also there are positive sides to it. But one thing I believe is that God created everything and he can turn it for his use. So let us hold on to the good part that says that I crown the year with my goodness. So if God says he has crowned 2013 with his goodness, it doesn't matter what philosophers and other people think about the number 13. We are still going to break through, we are still going to persist, and we are still going to conquer.
That was Reverend Selassie.